This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard. This is Food Friday. We're taking a look at how to make salads that are hearty enough and yummy enough to be considered entrees. Usually the first thing that comes to mind when you think about a salad entree is something with grilled chicken on it. That's sort of the standard. But Lori Skelton, one of WPR's in-house foodies, says there are lots of other and better kinds of main course salads. And she's here to share some of them with us. She's been cooking up a storm here at WPR this entire week. Lori, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So what were you thinking when you were at the starting block here? You wanted to make something that was a salad, had to be hearty, had to be delicious. How did you start?
And considering that when I brought this topic up, about 80% of the respondents immediately said, oh, you mean like a grilled chicken Caesar? It's like, okay, well, obviously we have the green component, the lettuce component, but the first thing people thought of is something with protein added to the greens. So I was starting to develop recipes where protein would be a focus, but I also thought that you needed to have some kind of starch. You needed to have some kind of heft to it, whether it's soba noodles or pasta or potatoes or what we ended up working with, a lot of different grains.
Yeah.
One lovely thing about having grains in your entree salad is this is something that will help you make it ahead of time. It will hold on to however you're dressing it. And then if you want to add more delicate things, you can do that at the end. But a really great thing about an entree salad is it takes a lot of the panic of preparation out of the kitchen. You can do this when you have the time. The other lovely thing is those of us who are grilling now, if you end up grilling just a little bit too much protein, using that extra in an entree salad is a great way to use it up. Have your grains, have some really good veggies, have a nice vinaigrette, and oh, I'm so sorry, we made one extra piece of skirt steak on the grill. I guess we're just going to have to slice it up and put it on the salad.
Well, I think you made some converts to salads around here at WPR, and I'm actually a new convert to smoked trout, but that was the first salad you made, a smoked trout salad, and you've got your grain, you had your wild rice in there. Tell us how that one came together.
This one was really Wisconsin-centric. Wild rice, which we get from Wisconsin. I used dried cherries in it, which could come from Door County, but of course dried cranberries would work as well. And then smoked trout. There is one wonderful vendor from Artisan Trout Farms. I talked to her at the farmer's market one Saturday, and she was very excited to think about smoked trout being used in a salad. We tossed this with greens and sliced toasted almonds and diced apple. She was very, very specific that when you put this all together, start with your vinaigrette in the bottom of the bowl and then add your stuff on top of it. She says it makes it a lot easier to incorporate everything when the vinaigrette is first.
Oh, really?
And so I tried that, and it did seem to work, so I'm keeping that in mind. This was a salad that used 8 ounces of smoked trout with a cup of wild rice that was then cooked.
Pre-cooked.
And was definitely more than a cup once it got in the bowl. A lot of people told me they found the taste to be very pleasing, but this was a little too light for an entree. I had several people say it'd make a great appetizer, but not everybody was convinced that this was a great entree salad. You mentioned that
I'm
really
sold.
Loved it.
I'm sold. Okay. I thought it was delicious. It had the protein. I suppose you could add more smoked trout if you wanted to up that factor of
or
it.
Or
someone suggested croutons.
Or if you want, don't do smoked trout, use salmon. Use, salmon on the grill or salmon that had been poached. There, the pieces of protein can be bigger. And with this, I just used a basic lemon shallot vinaigrette. But somebody said, you want to punch it up a little, do a creamy horseradish dressing as well. So that would definitely give it a bit of a kick.
I'm in love with it. I don't want you to change anything. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Well, and as much as I love that one, I have to say the thing that people were shouting about in the hallways was the salad that you made today. So I want to get to that next.
All right.
This was a salad that doesn't sound very sexy if I just say what's in it, but it really came together and was spectacular. Quinoa lentil salad.
I was inspired to try this from a food blogger in Copenhagen, Sarah Britton. Her blog is called My New Roots, and she had something in there from a couple of years ago called The Best Lentil Salad in the World. And I added a few things, and I took out a few things, and it's a combination of quinoa and French lentils, Dupuy lentils, which cook up a little firmer than others. And firmness is a key with this salad. I put in red onion and carrot, currants and walnuts. And then there was the vinaigrette, which is the spiciest vinaigrette I have ever made. And it was amazing.
What's in it?
Extra virgin olive oil, apple cider vinegar, maple syrup, spicy brown mustard, salt, pepper, cumin, turmeric, coriander, cardamom, cayenne, ground cloves, grated nutmeg, and cinnamon.
I should have said, what isn't in it?
Well, what surprised me, there was no ginger, there was no garlic, which are things that I usually go for in a vinaigrette. This didn't need it. Somebody called it the best salad she'd ever had. I made a huge bowl of this. It could easily feed six people as an entree. And she said she could eat the whole bowl.
And it had your quinoa, which is very popular now because it has a lot of protein. Of course, the lentils have protein, and then the goat cheese has protein. So you're really, it felt healthy, and it also felt like it didn't feel like health food. And I have to point out right now that this recipe is up on the Central Time Facebook page. I'm going to be making it soon. I know that for a fact. Did it surpass your expectations, Lori?
Absolutely. This was one where you could do the quinoa and the lentils and the onion and carrot ahead of time. I threw in some chopped arugula, chopped basil, and then, as you mentioned, the goat cheese right at the end, added some extra dressing. And yeah, this was just a party in everybody's mouth. I will throw this out to the Central Time listening audience. If you make this salad and you can come up with a better name than quinoa lentil salad, go ahead and send it in, because we would love to find a great name for this. This is so much fun to eat and so easy to put together.
Right. I think this is a salad that will outlive us all. You've outdone yourself this time, Lori.
Well, I'll definitely be making it this weekend. We've got friends coming over and I want them to try this.
Good picnic salad?
Absolutely. This is one so easy to do because it can be served at room temperature. You don't have to worry about anything being chilled.
Perfect. Well, Lori, thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for all the cooking.
Absolutely.
Spectacular food week here at Wisconsin Public Radio. That was Lori Skelton, one of WPR's in-house foodies. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is off today. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.